Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Mark Striegel, John Astronomy, the Talking Metal Podcast, coming to you from the Silver Spacecraft. I'm Bud Friendly. Here's your hosts, Mark and John.
Hey, Mark Striegel coming at you. Welcome to the Talking Metal Podcast. Coming to you today with a slight cold. You might hear that in my voice. I'm actually on vacation. It is June 2012. I'm sitting lakeside out on a dock here in upstate New York, Lake Placid, New York. You can hear a boat going by right now. Wanted to bring you guys up to date on all things Talking Metal. Going to be doing a bunch of episodes with John, audio episodes, that is. We've been doing these video episodes. One has been posted so far. If you haven't seen it, Talking Metal Pirate Radio is available at youtube.com/talkingmetal. Please check it out by all means. And John and I are going to get together and do some audio podcasts, I think next weekend at his place. So I look forward to doing those. It's always good to have John in the fold here. Talking Metal, of course, is his podcast as well as mine. We started it together. I actually, if you listen to that first episode, it's funny, he was the guest on the first episode along with CC Banana. Those were the two guests on the first Talking Metal podcast back in 2005. Wow, we've come so far. 2012, things have definitely slowed down a little bit with the posting of episodes. I was doing the Mark Striegel podcast for a while and I enjoyed it. I recently posted the final episode of that. And a few comments on it. Somebody emailed me. Maybe I'll get to that email in a bit. But as far as the end of that podcast, yeah, I was just kind of tired of the Mark Striegel show. Didn't know exactly what to do with it. And had pulled some of them down because I felt I had said some stuff that I probably shouldn't have. Which was a liberating thing about the Mark Striegel podcast, whereas I feel like John and I have always maybe been a little careful here and there about what we've said on this podcast, more so in the past than currently. I know I've pissed some of you off with some of the stuff I've said lately, but the Mark Striegel show, I kind of could say whatever I want about whatever I want, which was nice, and I will miss that. But maybe some of that will be pulled into this podcast. I think doing the Mark Striegel show over the course, I probably posted, I think it was 23, 24 episodes over the course of what, a year or two, maybe 2 years, probably 2 years. I think it actually influenced what I do here on Talking Metal for better or worse. We'll see. Let me go into the emails here, see what we got. I had a great email and great donation actually from a guy named Jeff. And Jeff actually did it. Yeah, like I said, he did a great donation. And Jeff, I appreciate it. Here's your email. "Hello, Mark. I'm a huge fan of your work in the podcasting arena, both Talking Metal and your own podcast. I sincerely hope you can keep your podcast going. Your candid discussion about any topic is really refreshing. Hearing how the music and TV industry works from the inside is fantastic." Or I'm sorry, fascinating. "I started listening to the Talking Metal podcast since sometime before the Guns N' Roses stakeout period. I really enjoyed those, and it got me pumped up for Chinese Democracy. I've been a regular listener since then, and I watched you guys on Fuse, MTV, and YouTube. Hearing you and John together in a bar somewhere in New York City was really cool. Your friendship was one aspect of the program, the music another. I really wish MTV would have brought you guys on to run the Headbangers Ball. That show has degraded into rent a barn and have a hell, have a guy yell into the mic type of videos. That's about the only genre of metal I don't like. Cool. Jeff, I'm probably not going to read your whole email because it's really long, but I did want to read some of it. And I love the long email, so please, guys, send me long emails. It's just sometimes I do read every word of them, usually more than once. I like to read emails like this a couple times to myself, but then when we get it on air, I do kind of break it down. Regarding MTV, yeah, I wish they would have let us run it too. We would, you know, some of the episodes we did, the ratings were great. There was a lot of internal politics going on there for who controlled Headbangers Ball. We were in good with this one guy, Andrew, I forgot his name, but his last name, but, he really seemed to like us. And then suddenly I felt like he kind of turned against us. We got higher ratings for MTV's Headbangers Ball than they'd been getting for years, especially the episode John Astronomy did with Ace Frehley, which I was on briefly, but I think we did 6 or 7 episodes for them, maybe 8. John would know for sure. It was you know, the Halford episode we did for MTV2's Headbangers Ball, I thought turned out great. The Overkill episode was also another good one. What else do we do? Oh, we did the Maiden episode, which technically we weren't on, but we did shoot it and produce it. It was with Yannick from Iron Maiden. I'm trying to think, there were a few other ones I'm spacing on right now. I think there was one where we just plain out hosted it ourselves, which was nice. Maybe not. I can't remember. I need to get a list from John of all of them we did. Because he's the guy who kind of got us in there. Yeah, so cool. Thanks, John. Or thanks, Jeff, for watching all those Headbangers Ball episodes and also the Fuse show, which was great. And we're trying to kind of reproduce those shows, you know, doing our own thing now on YouTube with, again, Talking Metal Pirate Radio on YouTube. Boats going by. I'm out here on the lake, as I said, so you'll hear some of those boats driving by. Back to Jeff's letter. He goes on to talk about some of his favorite bands. Like you, I have 2 kids and didn't start a family until I was almost 40. Yeah, man, I think my first son was born. I know my first son was born when I was 38, so there you go. He's 3 now. What else? Talks about hearing Kiss Alive 2 for the first time when he was a kid. I've always meant to drop you a note and donate to the Talking Metal effort, but I never have. Well, here's the note, and I'm going to donate $50. Thanks, Jeff. That's awesome. Awesome. Thank you so, so much. Yours is my favorite, and I listen to Scott Sigler, Adam Carolla, and Pseudopod. Don't know 2 of those, but I do like the Corolla one. Great podcast. And he's saying, I hope I reconsider bringing back the Mark Striegel site. From a technical perspective, I'm not sure why the mobile me service going away breaks your ability to distribute the podcast. You know why? Because it was just so freaking easy to do it that way. And it's funny, I read in the Steve Jobs book that I just finished, which is a great read if you're interested in Apple or Steve Jobs or just history in general, that he wasn't a fan of the mobile me. So no wonder it's going away. And there's a lot of aspects about it I don't like. I do think for podcasting it was great, though. I could definitely do it. You know, I had Exciter from the Talking Metal forums, John Casamato, a long time before I did the mobile me thing, was trying to get it set up so I could get an RSS feed going and distribute the Mark Striegel show podcast right from markstriegel.net. And it never really worked properly. And it just seems, you know, even posting the Talking Metal thing, which after years and years of John Astronomy being the only guy who could do it, he finally trained me and kind of rewrote it so I could do it. It's still a fucking pain in the butt. And it's probably because of the way we have it built. But I would like to figure out an easier way to podcast, and I'm sure it's out there. The WordPress stuff, I guess, is a possibility, although I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. And of course, hosting it somewhere is always an issue. But I do enjoy doing the Mark Striegel podcast. The other reason why I'm not doing it, I mean, the mobile me thing going away, let's face it, for the last 6 months or so, I've really only done a handful of Mark Striegel Show podcasts. So the mobile me thing going away kind of just, you know, basically bionic. On the mobile me site, wow, an enormous fish just jumped out of the water, catching a bug. Not onto the land or the dock. I just jumped out of the water, caught a bug, and then dove back into the water. But, you know, the mobile me thing going away, the way I look at it was it's kind of just a sign for me. You know, I had the Live 365 streams, one which I ran with Bionic. Bionic went out of business, so I wasn't going to take over paying for that on my own. I had a higher quality Stream B, which I ran on my own, which was also hosted on markstriegelradio.com, all part of that mobile me site, along with the Mark Striegel Show podcast. And it just, I don't know, it just seemed like everything was kind of crumbling and falling apart. And we started trying to do this online talking metal video show, which we are currently doing. Stay tuned for episode 2, guys. And it just seemed like that you only can have so much on your plate, Jeff. Especially, as you know, when you got two kids, it's like, I used to work out every day. I used to go out drinking and play in two bands. I mean, I always have been an incredibly busy guy. It's just how I live and how I like to be. And although I complain like a little bitch about being too busy all the time, the fact is I can't survive without being really busy. And I'm, as you probably are, I'm busier than ever with two kids. And it's a different type of busy, but I love it. I love my kids so much. And I complain and think, I wish I could go freaking drink 6 beers at a bar tonight and hang out and party. And, you know, I wish I could play, get a band going again. And, you know, I do complain about those things, but those things are nothing, as you know, to, you know, what it's like to have two kids. And I do look around, I do see some dads who continue to live that lifestyle or a version of it, at least without kind of slowing down their own selfish needs. You know, I know a guy, he's like, I'm doing the triathlon and blah, blah, blah. And I'm training 3 hours a day and he's got two kids. That's freaking bullshit, man. Give up the fucking triathlon and devote your life to your kids, especially when they're that little. You got to be there. You know, when they reach the age of 10 or even like 7, 6 and 7, they kind of, you know, are a little more self-sufficient. But when there are little kids like that, you got to help your wife out and you got to be there for your family. And that's all this ties into why I'm letting Mark Striegel go. Maybe it's temporarily. Maybe I'll bring it back. The Mark Striegel Show podcast, that is. I'm letting that go. I just don't have time. Plus, I want to do these 4 episodes of Talking Metal Pirate Radio. One's posted on YouTube already. We're going to do 4 more. It might take me 2 years to get those additional 3 episodes done. I hope not. I'm hoping I can do them within a year. That's my goal. Get, you know, all these new episodes posted within a year. We'll see. I think that's realistic. But all this time takes, you know, all this stuff takes time, effort, and money. And it's just, I got to right now, you know, stay focused on the family. When my little guy turns 3 or 4, my youngest Grant, his name is, I think things will be a little bit less chaotic. I might start playing in a band again, playing more guitar. I might start doing more podcasts. Who knows what the future holds? But that's kind of where I'm at right now. Jeff, thanks for your email. I really appreciate it. I know you said you like the Turtlehead Jam. I do too. One of my favorites. Definitely. I have some notes here. Let me read them. TM notes. Let's get into a little music right now. We'll come back and talk some more. This is Drag Strip Superstar by the one and only Motley Crue.
Hey!
little Motley Crue. Recently, that's Tommy Lee Less. No Tommy Lee on that track. Motley Crue. Recently went back and listened to the entire Motley Crue catalog from start to finish. I think the weakest studio album by them, I gotta say, might be Girls, Girls, Girls. And you got Wild Side on that record. You got the song Girls, Girls, Girls. But it's not as strong as some of the other stuff. And surprisingly, some of the like post-90s Motley Crue stuff, or let me say post-Dr. Feelgood, which I guess would be post-90s, right? Or not 1990, after 1990 is what I'm fucking trying to say. Some of that stuff is just great. It's just great. I mean, go check that stuff out. It's all good. Whether it's Karabi, whether it's Randy Castillo in the band, there's a lot of great stuff from Motley Crue. You always have the consistent of Nikki Sixx and Mick Mars. And you know, Tommy and Vince have been on most albums, but I guess there's one without Tommy and one without Vince. And just what a great catalog by guys. I mean, Drag Strip Superstar, the song we just heard, is a perfect example of a Motley Crue song you might not know of that rocks and kicks ass. I recently deleted a bunch of emails by accident from the Talking Metal at Yahoo email account. So if you sent me something and I didn't respond, I might not have gotten it. If you sent me something like in early June, let's say mid-June, and I didn't respond, I may not have gotten it. I may have deleted it by accident. So please send it again. Again, both Live 365 streams are dead. Rest in peace. Mark Striegel podcast is, let's say, frozen in liquid nitrogen, maybe coming back to life at some point, but currently frozen in liquid nitrogen. CC Banana is not frozen in liquid nitrogen. I was at his wake. They had the open casket there. They had his sunglasses propped up on his head. Very sad thing. Wish you wouldn't have had to do that, buddy. Rest in peace, AJ. Jack Osborne, recently diagnosed with MS. How heartbreaking this is. No matter what you think of Jack from his days on the Osbournes, I think, you know, he did the God Bless Ozzy Osbourne documentary, which I just got for Father's Day, thanks to my wife. I'm going to watch it, and I can't wait. I've heard it's awesome. Dan Lorenzo told me it's great. And, God, I feel bad for him. I feel so bad for his parents. I mean, my kids have been struggling with, colds and flus, and I'm, like, you know, beside myself. And here, you know, I know he's 26, and my kids are just babies, but, you know, still, the pain your parents feel for you is so much. So my heart goes out to Ozzy and Sharon. I teared up when I heard this about Jack. Seems like a good kid who's really turned his life around and gotten his head on his shoulders and going the right way. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm mumbling here. You know, if you haven't seen Paul Di'Anno talk about Clive Burr, who has MS also, check out again the new episode of our video show, Talking Metal Pirate Radio, on YouTube, youtube.com/talkingmetal. The site is talkingmetal.com. Give us a PayPal donation there, like our good friend Jeff did. Thank you, Jeff. Keep us going here. Buy a t-shirt. We sold a bunch of t-shirts a couple months ago, and then it really dropped off. So buy the t-shirt in the store section on talkingmetal.com. And again, thanks for everything you guys do for us. I really appreciate everything you do. Let's get into a little music right now. This is a little Ozzy Osbourne. It's not too late. just heard was the classic Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne. What else can we do here? How about a little Black Veil Brides? You guys like them? What do you think? Love Isn't Always Fair. That was Black Veil Brides with Love Isn't Always Fair. I am checking out here today from the lake here on Lake Placid. You guys are the best. Thanks for keeping us going. This is Foxy and Free off Anomaly by Ace.
You're looking good, you can't be so hot. and you're on fire. I know what you're thinking.